This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield.
We've got to dot a lot of I's, cross a lot of T's. There's still a lot of work to be done, but the basic framework of the deal has been agreed upon.
And that was Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the National Hockey League, announcing that there will be an NHL season after all, or at least half a season. Since spake the commissioner, the owners have ratified the agreement to which Gary Bettman referred. The players are currently in the process of doing so via electronic voting. Lockout-weary Shane Doan, a forward for the Phoenix Coyotes, is among the many voting yay.
It was the best deal for us that was available, and it's always tough because we're all fans of the game and we wish that you didn't have to go through this, but we did, and you know, we're on the other side now.
The new collective bargaining agreement cuts the players' share of hockey-related revenue from 57 to 50%, but the players got improvements in their pension plan. Compromises are evident throughout the new deal, which has lots of people, Boston Bruins defenseman Andrew Ference among them, wondering why reaching an agreement took so long and if the gain was worth the pain.
We're fans as much as anybody else, and it drove us crazy to be locked out. You know, it's not our choice to shut the game down or to have it stop. You know, we fully wanted to play. It's not easy to, you know, face people and say you're sorry for making them wait so long for a sport they love, but you know, it wasn't by choice, and trust us, it hurt a lot.
Some NHL players eased the pain by playing elsewhere. We spoke in November with the Montreal Canadiens' Scott Gomez, who'd returned to his home state of Alaska to play for the minor league Anchorage Aces. Aces head coach Rob Murray says Gomez and the three other NHL players on his roster during the lockout were an inspiration to his regulars.
These guys, they were full in. They bought in right from the beginning. Every day was the same thing. I mean, no taking practices off, you know, they're riding coach, and there was no special treatment for these guys, and they didn't want it that way. They just wanted to be part of the team, and that's how they carried themselves from day one.
Next, you're going to tell me they were carrying their own hockey gear.
Yeah, they carried their own bags in the rink. Whenever we arrive somewhere, we always go to the rink and drop our gear off, and they carried their own stuff.
The players and the league that locked them out for half a season now have to hope that news of behavior like that will convince hockey fans that these players are worthy of attention in this truncated campaign. Perhaps in that regard, Paul Corey, a fan of the Pittsburgh Penguins and their star Sidney Crosby, is representative. Asked whether he'd be back in the stands, Corey didn't hesitate to answer in the affirmative.
You better believe it. I'll be watching Sidney and the rest of the boys, and hopefully they'll stomp the Flyers.